Hey there, welcome to the Gary Zimak Show. I am Gary Zimak. Great to be back here with you on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we made it through day number one of our total consecration preparation. Let me give you a round of applause. Today is day number two. You see the way that works? Day one, day two. We've got several more weeks ahead of us. October the 7th is the magic day. That's the day that we together make our total consecration, or we renew our total consecration to Jesus through Mary. But we've got a lot to cover between now and then. I'm going to be with you along the way. We are doing this together. In case you're a new listener, I want to welcome you. I've done this for 5 years on this program. We've taken several thousand people through the total consecration process. I believe in it strongly. It is an amazing way to get closer to Jesus, but you've got to give it some time. What we're doing over the next 32 days, right? We did one. See, I figured that out. We had one yesterday. It's a 33-day preparation. So now we got 32 days ahead of us. Even though I'm not a math guy, I was able to figure that out. What we're doing is preparing ourselves by looking at different gospel passages, by looking at other meditations, preparing ourselves to consecrate our lives to Jesus through Mary. Essentially, what we're doing with total consecration is giving Mary permission to turn us into saints. That's a good thing. It really is. And ultimately, this devotion leads us to Jesus. Sometimes you hear it referred to as total consecration to Mary, but the real name of the devotion is total consecration to Jesus through Mary. So today we'll look at another meditation. Now we're in the first 12-day period. And that's the period devoted to helping us rid ourselves of the spirit of the world. Because let's face it, we all live in the world, so we're affected by the things that go on around us. And you know as well as I do, it's a pretty godless world out there. And I'm not extreme by any means, but it's true. If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you run into troubles in the world. If you talk about Jesus, people are going to look at you like you're nuts, or they're going to get mad, or they're going to tell you you're crazy. That's what happens, because the world doesn't believe in the power of Christ. Now, as somebody who travels around the country as a full-time Catholic evangelist, spreading the good news, I believe in the message of Jesus Christ, and I'm sure you do as well. You wouldn't be here listening to this program. That's why we're doing what we're doing. We're sinners. We mess up. And we need all the help we can get. And what a great devotion this is. This is sanctioned by the church. It was a favorite devotion of Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Isn't that really cool that I can say that now after her canonization yesterday? This was a very much a beloved devotion of Saint John Paul II, Saint Maximilian Kolbe as well. This is a very powerful devotion. Obviously, Saint Louis de Montfort, who is also a saint. He popularized this devotion. This is a great thing. This is a really good deal. And we're going to continue the journey today. Yesterday, we looked at the fact that if we are going to proceed down this path, if we're going to go through the 33-day preparation process, we've got to allot some time each day for prayer and for meditation. That's what we're doing. And that's what I asked you to do yesterday. And I hope you did that. I want you to make your best effort to listen to the show every day. Now, sometimes it's not going to be easy because you're going to get sick. Your children will get sick. Your spouse will get sick. You'll have other obligations. But please try your best to take it seriously. These are all podcasts, so you can download them and listen to them at your convenience. Try to spend some time each day. And yesterday, we tried to focus on how much time that's going to be. Obviously, the 15-minute podcast on the weekends, the 30 minutes during the week, but you need to spend a little more time. So you might want to say, I'm going to give an additional 15 or 30 minutes, or you might want to do more if you're able, to preparing for total consecration, to think about what we discuss. Today, we'll look at the Beatitudes. There's plenty of food for thought there, plenty of meditation material in the Beatitudes. You might want to crack open your Bible later. I mean, it's great that you're listening to what we do here, but I want you to take it a little further than that. You've got to do more than just listen to the show, unless this is absolutely all you can do. You'll have a little spare time. I'm going to try to leave you with a takeaway each day, which will help you to understand a little bit better where we're going. And remember, we'll ask for the Holy Spirit's help as we go through this process. We'll ask for St. Louis de Montfort and some of the saints to pray for us. And as we go through, we are headed down a road. First, we'll try to rid ourselves of the spirit of the world. Then we'll look at ourselves. That's always a fun week because it's very painful. Because you're going to realize that you're not as good as you think you are. And I mean no disrespect. I really don't. We all have tunnel vision sometimes when it comes to ourselves. We can't see the big picture. Well, we need to develop that big picture. And the Holy Spirit's really good at helping you to see the problem areas in your life. You got to clean these problem areas up so we can move forward. This year, we're using what I call the best of the best. I'm using a number of different preparation methods, so there is no book to buy. I don't want to get tied down to any one particular book. I just want to go down this road and ask the Holy Spirit to lead me how we can best prepare. And of course, I'm following the guidelines laid down by St. Louis de Montfort. He never came up with a day-by-day approach. He just said, first 12 days, this is what I recommend. You do this, then you do 7 days looking at yourself, then you do 7 days looking at the Blessed Mother, and then 7 days focusing on Jesus. They were his guidelines. He also said that the 33-day preparation period can be expanded or contracted if need be. And that's why I tell you, even though I want you to take it seriously, if you miss a day, I mean, you'll get sick. People get sick. Things happen. The first year I did this, I came down with shingles. It was challenging. But I don't want you to quit. I don't want you to quit. And we'll communicate. You let me know. You'll be hearing me each day. You let me know struggles that you're having, doubts that you may have. I've heard a lot in the past. But, you know, some of this requires submission. It really does. Are you able to submit yourself to the care of the Blessed Mother? Jesus was able to do that. Are you able to do what Jesus did? And he did. He came into the world and was submissive to his mother. He was born of a woman, even though he was God. Are you willing to do the same thing? That's what this is all about. This is about imitating Christ. That's what this devotion is, total consecration. So we're going to continue on with this. If you have any questions, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Okay, let's pray. Let's pray briefly to the Holy Spirit because we want to ask for his help as we go through this process. And then we'll ask for some of our saint friends to intercede on our behalf as well. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of your faithful, with the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspirations, so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray, we ask Our Lady of our Blessed Mother, Our Lady Queen of Peace, please pray for us. We ask St. Joseph to pray for us. We ask St. Louis de Montfort to pray for us. We ask now St. Blessed Mother Teresa to pray for us. St. Mother Teresa, I'm sorry, of Calcutta. And we ask St. John Paul II and St. Maximilian Kolbe to pray for us as we continue our journey. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. If you're a new listener, I am so excited that you are able to join us for this total consecration. I'm taking a break from the normal theme of my show for the next 32 days as we prepare to consecrate our lives to Jesus through Mary. This is the sixth year in a row that I've done it on the program, and I'm so thrilled that you've decided to be a part of this. Let's take it one day at a time. Don't get too overwhelmed, because I'll tell you what, as we go through this, you're going to see changes in your life even before you make your total consecration. You're going to start to see changes in your life. Take one day at a time, and gradually you will see that we're going to get through this. It might sound a little scary at first. I don't know how I can make 33 days straight, but if you take one day at a time, it's really not that difficult. And the benefit that you'll get from this, the fruits of this, will far outweigh the time you put into it. I can assure you that. I would not mislead you. I really wouldn't. So let me know if you have any questions. You can find out more information about me at followingthetruth.com. I do want to point out, I do speak around the country, and I'd love to come to your parish. I am the leading Catholic speaker on overcoming anxiety. That's my specialty. I talk a lot about how you can stop worrying with the help of Jesus, but also I talk about total consecration. I talk about the Blessed Mother. I wrote a book about the Blessed Mother. It's called Listen to Your Blessed Mother. So I love Mary, and I love to speak about her as well. You can find out more information and see some sample video of my talks by going to followingthetruth.com. Please let me know if you'd like me to come and lead a parish mission. I still have one opening in Advent and one, possibly two openings in Lent of 2017. And I have openings throughout the year other than that. So you let me know. Email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Okay, let's take a look at our meditation today. This comes from a book published by the Montfortian Fathers. This was the book that I used for the very first time that I made my total consecration. And what we're going to do is look at, as we continue this quest to rid ourselves of the spirit of the world, and you know, it's a very real problem. As we continue this quest, we're going to look at Matthew's Gospel, Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 19. If you want to write that down, because I would ask you to look at it later. This is Matthew 5, verses 1 through 19. Reading sacred scripture is a huge part of our daily walk with the Lord. If you really want to get to know the Lord Jesus, you have to read scripture every day. There is no way around it. I'd like to tell you that there is, but there isn't. You need to read scripture every day. Because otherwise, what you're going to do is you're going to get the message of the world. You know, and I'm not against TV. I'm not against the internet. I'm not against the radio. I'm really not. I love music. I love watching TV sometimes. But if you fill your mind with nothing but useless garbage, and I'm not even talking immoral programs. Obviously, you shouldn't watch anything that's sleazy. But if you fill your mind with just the things of the world, you're never going to have peace, and you're never going to get to know the Lord. That's why it's important to read the Bible every day. And if you can get to daily Mass, by all means, please do so. Frequent confession is also incredibly important, so keep that in mind. Let's read this. This is the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. First, we'll hear the Beatitudes. I'm sure you're familiar with the Beatitudes, but when it comes to looking at the opposite, all right, the opposite of the spirit of the world, this is it right here. The Beatitudes. This is the way that Jesus lived. This is the way that you and I should aspire to live. But keep in mind, it's a process. This doesn't happen automatically. This takes time. Seeing the crowds, he went up the hill. There he sat down and was joined by his disciples. Then he began to speak. This is what he taught them. How happy are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy the gentle. They shall have the earth for their heritage. Happy those who mourn. They shall be comforted. Happy those who hunger and thirst for what is right. They shall be satisfied. Happy the merciful. They shall have mercy shown them. Happy the pure in heart. They shall see God. Happy those who are persecuted in the cause of right. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy are you when people abuse you and persecute you and speak all kinds of calumny against you on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. This is how they persecuted the prophets before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt becomes tasteless, what can make it salty again? It is good for nothing and can only be thrown out to be trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hilltop cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp to put it under a tub. They put it on the lampstand where it shines for everyone in the house. In the same way, Your light must shine in the light in the sight of many, of men, I'm sorry, so that seeing your good works, they may give the praise to your Father in heaven. Do not imagine that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to complete them. I tell you solemnly, till heaven and earth disappear, not one dot, not one little stroke shall disappear from the law until its purpose is achieved. When we listen to the Beatitudes, sometimes it's really striking, and we hear Jesus talking about, happy are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. What does that mean? Spiritual poverty, it's a little bit confusing, because sometimes we think, like, does that mean people who have a bad spiritual life, poor in spirit? No, that's not what it means. What that means, spiritual poverty is, it means that we understand that everything we have in this life is a gift from the Lord, and it's temporary. So we shouldn't become overly attached to possessions, to people, to things, to the rewards of this life, right? I mean, we're trying to break free in this first week from the things of the world. And believe me, so many times, fear of losing comfort or stepping out of our comfort zone is a reason that we don't act, that we don't step out in faith, that we don't take a risk for the Lord. That's why it's important to break free from these things. But spiritual poverty recognizes that it's okay to have possessions. It's not necessary for us to get rid of all of our possessions. Now, excessive possessions sometimes can be a problem. And it is a good idea to get rid of things that might be holding you back from the Lord. And that's going to be different for each one of us. But spiritual poverty allows us to look at our possessions and recognize that they really belong to the Lord, that we really don't own them, even though we think we do. And when we have that spiritual poverty, we're more willing to part with what we have or share what we have with others. Because sometimes we don't want to contribute to charities because we think maybe we can use the money one day. That doesn't mean you use your mortgage money to donate to charity. The Lord doesn't want you to do that. But what the Lord wants you to do is share what you have with others. And that's a tough question. How much do I really need? We know that God will provide for us. We believe it because Jesus said that. But why is it that some people are living in poverty? Is he not providing for them? I mean, these are really tough questions. Our objective in life is to get to heaven. That's the purpose of your life and my life. We lose sight of that because we create a lot of other purposes or reasons for being along the way. It doesn't mean we have to be homeless. But what it means is that our main focus should be to do what we need to do to make it to heaven. You could have all the money in the world, all the success, everybody could love you, but if you don't make it to heaven, your life was a failure, period. So we need to look at our possessions, our things. Are we working so many hours to make money that we're neglecting our family? Our Lord put our family around us. He wants us to love our family members. And I'm just trying to give you a little food for thought. That's what this process is all about, these 33 days, meditating, trying to get closer to the Lord. In this first 12 days, we're meditating on breaking free from the spirit of the world. You're never going to be able to do it completely, but it's important that you recognize that you live in the world and that the world affects you. You turn on the news, you look on the internet, and you're not going to hear a lot of talk about placing your trust in the Lord. Ultimately, we've got to. We can have a ton of money in the bank, but what if the stock market crashes? What if we die tomorrow? Money doesn't mean anything. So that's what we need to do. We need to keep focused on the Lord. Spiritual poverty. Are you building up treasure in heaven? Are you doing good deeds? How did you spend your time today? Did you talk to anybody about Jesus? Did you smile at somebody? Did you say a kind word to somebody? You don't necessarily have to pull your Bible out, but what have you done? Do you share your money with charities? Do you share your time with others? Do you volunteer at your church if you possibly can? Do you do some sort of charitable work? Something. I mean, it's going to be different for everybody. I realize that not everybody can. But again, I'm just trying to make you think. Happier the gentle. Happier those who mourn. Do you mourn over your sins? When you commit a sin, do you feel bad? Do you realize that it affects Jesus, that it offends Jesus, that it hurts him? Do you think about him dying on the cross for you, for your sins? It's easy for us to think about, well, there's two things. It's easier for us to look at a crucifix and lose sight of just how much Jesus Christ suffered. It was real suffering. He was bloody, he was battered, he was in horrible pain, and he took that on voluntarily because he loves you. That's the other mistake we make. We focus on the fact that Jesus redeemed us. Jesus redeemed the world. Well, more importantly, Jesus redeemed you. It's personal. And he had to suffer because you were a sinner. Does that make you feel bad? Do you want to do something about it? And I'm sure you do. That's why you're making this total consecration. Because the purpose of this is to allow the Blessed Mother to turn you into a saint, to make you holier. Another way to put it is to help you better live out your baptismal promises. We don't do a real good job with that. We promise to renounce Satan. Every time you sin, you're not doing that. So, you see, there are ways that we need to improve our lives if we want to become holy, if we want to really be a follower of the Lord. Happy are those who hunger and thirst for what is right. They shall be satisfied. Do you hunger and thirst for what is right? Have you ever cracked open the Catechism of the Catholic Church? It's an awesome document. It really is. We talk about it on the show sometime. And it's not that difficult to read. You don't have to read the whole thing in one sitting. Read it little by little. Stick with me on the program when we're done total consecration. We'll get back to looking at the Catechism on and off. Do you watch Catholic television? Do you listen to Catholic radio? Do you really want to do the right thing? Do you want to get to know Jesus better? Happy the merciful, they shall have mercy shown them. Are you merciful toward others? Do you forgive others? Do you give others a second chance? How many chances has the Lord given us? Do we forgive others? You know, a lot of us, sadly, we have a limit. All right? You hurt me two times. That's it. One more time and you're done. That's not the way Jesus behaves. It doesn't mean you allow yourself to be abused over and over. But it does mean that you forgive. Do you hold grudges against anybody? Happier are those who are persecuted in the cause of right. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Are you persecuted ever for your beliefs? Doesn't have to be a physical persecution. People make fun of you sometimes because you're a holy roller, because you love Jesus. They made fun of him too. They laughed at him. Scripture tells us that they laughed at Jesus. Happy are you when people abuse you and persecute you and speak all kinds of calumny and lies against you on my account. He's a hypocrite. He claims to love Jesus, but look at him. I bet he really is a sinner. I mean, we hear these kinds of things, and I'm sure you've heard these. They said it about Jesus, too. But Jesus said, "Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." This is how they persecuted the prophets before you. What we need to remember is this life is not the end of the road for us. It's just a little piece of eternity. It's going to be done. But yet so many times we live for this world. We want to be accepted by others. I can't speak out. I can't talk about Jesus. I can't talk about my religious beliefs because it's wrong. I can't do that. Who said it's wrong? The world tells you it's wrong. Isn't that what Jesus said? As Catholic Christians, we are called to live our faith 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's not a religion for wimps. If you're going to be a legitimate follower of Jesus Christ, you got to follow him all the time, not just when it's easy. That's hard. Yeah, tell me about it. Of course it's hard. That's why we're blessed to have the power of the Holy Spirit living in us. When we're baptized, we first receive the Holy Spirit. That gift is strengthened at confirmation. We have the saints interceding on our behalf. We have this beautiful devotion, total consecration, where we let the Blessed Mother help us to overcome all of these pitfalls, these temptations that we face each day. It's a lot easier to do nothing than it is to trust in the Lord. It really is. It's a lot easier to keep your mouth shut than it is to speak out on behalf of Christ and His church. But it's not the right thing. And that's why we need help. You are the salt of the earth, Jesus said. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hilltop can't be hidden. No one lights a lamp to put it under a tub. They put it on the lampstand where it shines for everyone in the house. In the same way, your light must shine, and that's directed to you, so that in seeing your good works, they may give the praise to your Father in heaven. When you and I do good works, we want people to give the praise to Almighty God. That's what happens. That's why we need to do good. It's just not a matter of going to church once a week. It's just not a matter of reading your Bible every day. Even those things are important. It's a matter of living your Catholic faith every day in the world. In the world. That's so important. That's so important for us. To live our faith every day. And we need help to do that. That's why we're doing this total consecration. Are you prepared? Are you willing to be used by the Lord? Doesn't matter if you're afraid. Doesn't matter if you think you can't do it. Do you wish that you could do it? Do you wish that you had the courage to go out and share Christ with others? They need to hear about Him. So that very desire is the start. That's the starting point. Don't worry that you're afraid to do it. Don't worry that you think you can't do it. Right now, focus on the desire. Lord, I desire to do this. I wish I had the grace, the courage, and the knowledge to talk about you to others. Please help that to happen. See, that turns into a prayer, and you're asking for help. He's not going to say no, believe me. And then Jesus goes on in this gospel passage to say that He has not come to abolish the law of the prophets. The prophets in the Old Testament, it's all about Jesus. It pointed to the coming Savior. And when He came to earth, He said, look, all the Old Testament prophets, they were talking about Me. Here I am. And I'm going to explain and reveal more about your Heavenly Father to you. That's why Jesus was here. And He depends on us to help Him out. To help Him out and to share the good news with those around us. And again, if you want to read it, and I strongly remember you do, today's reading was Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. Matthew 5, 1 through 9. We're going to close with a prayer, Jesus Living in Mary. Please join me in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Jesus Living in Mary, come and live in your servant. In the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries, subdue within me the power of flesh and demon by your Holy Spirit, for the glory of God the Father. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, day two is in the books. See, it's not that bad. Now listen, remember, spend a little time thinking about what we talked about today. The Beatitudes, the spirit of the world versus the spirit of the Lord. The Holy Spirit, He's a little bit different than the spirit of the world. The message that the world gives you is different than the message that the Lord gives you. We're on our way. This is a process. It's only day two of our first 12-day period. So we got more time to do this. Let me know if you have any questions. Gary@followingthetruth.com. I hope to be back with you here tomorrow, and I really hope that you'll join me. Bring a beverage, bring a snack, get ready, because this is going to be really powerful. Stay tuned for more. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in.